I am number one, only. This is Dr. Irving Albarelli, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capital, California, with a thought for today. I am number one, only. How many great talks could be given on the fact that I am number one? How many great ideas could be shared with the idea that I am number one? That I am number one, only. We had our entire School of the Master in 2000 with people spending 3 entire months on the campus of the university saying to themselves, I am number one. I am number one. Acting like number one. Living like number one. Being like number one. And it was a total experience for many people to realize this, because I'm number one, I don't mind being number one, I'm number one, I'm great, I'm fantastic, I'm lovely, I'm glorious, and all that sort of thing. And then they let themselves be disturbed. They let themselves be disturbed by other people who were not even around them. Think about it. They are number one and the only one, and yet they were disturbed by other people who were around them. They were told that there was nobody else on campus except them. They were here alone, and that they were not supposed to be touched by anyone else. They were not supposed to hold the door open for anyone. They were not supposed to set the table for anyone. They were not supposed to clear the table for anyone. They were not supposed to do any of these things. It was just for themselves. It wasn't that they were not supposed to clear the table, or they were not supposed to open the door, that they were not supposed to do all these things. It was that they were doing it only for themselves. And you see, we are so accustomed to living our lives for others. We're so accustomed to doing everything that we do for others that we forget that we really are number one, and we're doing it for ourselves. Now, when you put on a nice pair of clothing, a nice suit of clothing, you put it on for yourself. You say, but I want to look nice today, so I will look for who? For others? Yes, really, we want to dress for others. We want the rest of the world to look at us and see that we're a charming person, a well-thought-of person, well-mannered person, well-organized person. Well, that's incorrect. As long as we go around the world trying to live for others, as long as we go around the world expressing ourselves for others, what are we doing? What we are doing is we are not being ourselves. We are not living for ourselves. And if we want to live for ourselves, it means we have to put all of our attention on ourselves. You say, well, that's rather selfish. Well, it's not selfish. Whatever we do for ourselves, we do for the world. If I write a more beautiful melody, and I write the most beautiful melody I can, and I sing the most beautiful melody I can, I have given a wonderful gift to the rest of the world. But I don't do that for the world, I do it for myself. I cannot imagine Leonardo da Vinci creating his beautiful statue of David for the world. He created it for himself. There was something inside of him, some magic inside of him, that wanted to come out in this beautiful expression. Mozart, he didn't write music for others. There was a compelling urge within him to write this music, as there was and was and is in every great musician. Now, it's true, some people may pay for the song. They may be the patron of some of these people and pay them to play, write the music and do these things, but the music is for themselves. They cannot write music for somebody else. When they write music for somebody else, you can be sure it's not going to be their best. It will not be the most beautiful music that was ever written. The most beautiful things that any of us ever do is when we do it for ourselves. When we create for ourselves the magic, the beingness, the love, the beauty that we are. I'm number one only. This sounds unusual for a lot of us, but it's true. Jesus said, it's done unto you according to your belief. And he said, whatever he did, we can do also. We can do even greater than these. He didn't say, all the world will do it. What he said was, if I be lifted up, all the world will be lifted up unto me. Not because I am lifted up, but because I am lifted up, I will see all the world as lifted up. They will not be more lifted up. They always were lifted up, but I will see them that way. If I, in my consciousness, have a higher attitude than looking at the world as a pitiful place, then the world will be in that higher attitude of a more glorious place. It's all up to me. It's all up to me as an individual. I am number one, only. When you and I can think those thoughts and know those ideas and put those ideas to work in our life, what miracles take place? They're always there. They're just now ready to be revealed because we are the person who is ready to reveal them. We reveal to ourselves first the magic that we are. And once we reveal the magic that we are, then all the magic of the world is ours to enjoy. Think on these things because that's what's really going on inside of you. And if this is important to you, then it's important to think on it and live on it and be it right now. Have a lovely day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.